Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events involving the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. And as always, to help us is John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
You know, recently SDRA had a really exciting announcement. They were awarded $750,000 in a federal grant by the U.S. Economic Development Administration that's a part of their Regional Innovation Strategies competition. With some matching funds, the total in this project is $1.8 million, so pretty well funded. And it's going to create a South Carolina Medical Device Alliance. The partnership is with Clemson, the Medical University of South Carolina, and industry leaders to focus on medical devices. And that's one of those places in life sciences that we ought to be able to be real successful. You know, we have a good base foundation already. Clemson has one of the best bioengineering programs in the country. A lot of good work going on at MUSC. You know, some strong industry partners doing medical device things here. You know, this is one of 40 recipients of this kind of program nationwide. So it's a good recognition for the state. It aligns well with some of the strengths we have and brings some of the university and industry partners together. So it sounds like a good progress, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And for our regular listeners, they hear us check in with SCRA on occasion. But for those who might not have heard any of those interviews before, SCRA, formerly known as South Carolina Research Authority.
Correct. And then founded in the late 80s and kind of South Carolina's bid to deal with Research Triangle Park.
All right. So what else has caught your eye?
Well, I thought we'd talk about one of the really interesting medical device companies in South Carolina is SealCath, and was started by a researcher at MUSC, Cephas Simmons. And the thing that strikes me about this is recently his product is now available on the market. Got two balloons, the one on the outside and the inside of the body to have a better seal. What it does is helps ensure that people don't have to go through surgery for a certain procedure, so it helps save costs and pain and suffering and all that. But this started in 2013 and is just now on the market, so 6 years. And so when we talk about, you know, an ecosystem like has been announced in the South Carolina Medical Device Alliance, it's really important because, you know, this isn't just putting a website up and doing a little A/B testing and, you know, getting started and ramping up. Medical devices are, you know, regulated by the Federal Drug Administration. It takes a lot of expertise to go through that process, a lot of money and a lot of time. And it's great to see Cephas be successful. I know he's been working on this a really long time. And, you know, a lot of other startup companies in the state are going through a similar process. And so to have that ecosystem of experts and in regulatory to in product development, you know, the financial community that understands this process and is willing to support it. I think SealCath is a great example, you know, of the kind of company in South Carolina coming out of one of our research universities, this new consortium should be able to support and help incubate.
I know SealCath. They've shown up on our radar recently. They've won some awards.
Yeah, they won an Innovision Award as, you know, one of the better technologies of its kind in the state. They've received some funding from SCRA, SC Launch. They've also received some additional funding from the Atlantic Pediatric Device Consortium. So, you know, good awards, good funding. I mean, they got good progress. And, you know, we're looking for big things from them in the state.
Well, John, how's that event calendar looking for our business community? It feels like spring is right around the corner.
Hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, one day it's cold, the next day it's below freezing again. It's that time of the year. But Dig South is just around the corner. You know, one of the best technology conferences in the Southeast down in Charleston. Tech After Five continues to go on in Charleston, Columbia, and Greenville. So lots of things that listeners can plug into.
John, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, You can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.